Andy Bogosim and Aba City Lebongo, Wellington and Wellington Access Radio, Dua Sebo 1.2 FM. Oba mbule tu weekend na turanga rama dorobo no nelewa ena sana tinga bani no ndo ndo atena samba ibo kitu kitu ena bono lebongo Wellington. Mbule minaka saba mbule tu gani ena za tali ena za nimbula ena za ninganga ni wani turanga otsi su Kristo. Ka unita kana bose ni kalou ena na ronza ni kuwa ena biba ungeti ena bitu mbiri ki weekend ena singa nindai. Ndaki nimbule ni tabutu, ndaki nimbule ni tao, ndati kumule vale, senda baro tu mwenye mwenye dhalaka, senda baro tu mwenye lomani motoka, kuna dhama nga waru mwenye mataka ni singa nindai, sana mwitabi, mwiki nda mwiki tu weekend, ena mataka ni singa nikuwa, ena Wellington Access Radio, ena 271.2 FM, ena singa minaka nikuwa, au nitaka, nina kauti kenda runa kalokini ndo tala lebolo, ni vingarami, ena singa nindai, lakutumbeka mai, nisulandi wangito, simanande, simai zagadaka, simai wuli, so sama ilioni wulo tunde tu, ena wono ngu New Zealand, kabaka itu itu wena wulo wali mungu, Wellington, au sama mbule tu wani weekenda, ena singa wina kani kwa, sana zaba zaba, kola kuma ikine ena singa wina kani kwa, amba, maila umbeka, zaka unrobe mbua, suma zwata, maimba, matakira, o kandabu, maibiti, tailevu, rewa, Serwa una musi. Senda mula labi una roga matikira musa. Sana labu kala umaikina. Au sanga umbule tugani. Ena sige mila nikuwa. Na yaga tali. Ni wani turaha kwa Jesu Kristo.
Amen. Vastal sa wana turaha kwa sige mila kanikuwa. Praise the Lord. The check mana maikina kasali. Amen. Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you followed us through our Facebook page. And we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zones scattered all around, and you're tuning in from each country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central, as well as the Eastern Division, that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobau. Let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can meet Talangana Leonison Sugaloto, Kemani Vakaro, to make many worship centers, so we can Lotchima Matabo Valley, Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. For the group of yesterday, thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rosie, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here, because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talangase Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge, because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic in and for sure, but if you can go get us vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only, but at the gymnasium, the locality living on the melodic in and vaccinate, fully vaccinated. So that is why we moved the service to the foreshore, so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikotalanga we makambula weekend. So we can say niloniloti, aloniloti weekend. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can understand any lot of new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerundurini kwa to say we nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us.
And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And do the request that we get on my TV in the Mother of program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. I know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on love yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can then and okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give their heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and damage gonna be one in bullet to be mate, so we can see like bullet. You actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness. And that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day. Every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness. But I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless 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 you. Find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate. Hallelujah.
Pekin da pagitiko wikanda na turangan na marama thorbo nungun elewa elesa na tinigabani nontobanua. And the sir to my television my kandavu atul my viti atulau kem do my lawi zak do malombula na wale bu nesema to my kem do my namu kai lau my kambara my mode my koma my botoniata my boto my ono ilau fulan le botaki onge nimbula binaka my lakemba my didia bu nombula bu mango katfana tuda nimbula binaka ena semata kani sikani nai my na ese semuala my tutoya botalaki na my nungu ena nivasu namu ke my matuku nimbula binaka botalaki na my mwala nimbula binaka sikani wile dhabi my bunobatu botalaki na my kandabu my zake ono kutusumbu sargira nimbula binaka etu ya somba malabu nimbula binaka kemendo my na soso my na viti kematalaki na kemendo my alombi my waya darongo datu kuna tukuni alo nikuwa dapaka vini binaka tikubwana turanga hena singa binaka nikuwa we were just claiming that Yasawa will become a region darongo datu kuna tukuni alo we ingaswe na na kaya tusa naka tiko hemeni na kako tusa naka the things that you confess you will soon possess
amen
hemeni na kako baka tusa na ndona singa na tongo le my weko
malitulaba
we walk by faith not by sight wakamula talita we kenda na turanga na marama dharu wono kani lewa dhagadaba obisa we stay seni todo kani obisa we lori todo kani obisa nimbula binaka nindo kushama tikumai sanga ni mule dhabi we kemini na dhagadaba mataivalu ndele na mbuwa ma ndele na maka ma iwayabi ma ilotoka kufature kuka ma lambasa nimbula binaka we kemba kede ni mataivalu nimbula binaka we kemendo na vendele ni nuku ma isenai nimbula binaka ma siria ina vendelana nimbula binaka ina singa binaka nikuwa nero itabi mekerobo mbula tiku vikenda ina singa binaka nikuwa sirta nani mule dhabi weekend na leo imiti ni lakabangito wa lakalaka wangande magabuli sekemu nisa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde ya bulo ni tiku kina kima misa wangambule tuga ina foswa totoka tunanraki tombo suwa wakalindi marabu lalura itu na isa sakolami wa ingana kitali nga embasi kalibu mai ombega iviri awa wakatalaki enu de tambongo enu mayas mataka nisika ni na inda mga pili binaka mga lebu wana kalu wakas maso manda wana turanga kabi kwa ya toka esa mga lebu kwa tukuna lange free kwa kereza tukuna matalisi nga isika nisa umi emeni yuko somo na liwa liwa yuko somo na wai yuna kalowe somo raka tumai uza mailo malange kina matanisinga meri liwi isa ume na ngawna ni yata baba takinoa kina dhangi rao linguwa usama lima linguwa talingua senga magandua ni bau stail na dhangi sulia na kalowe nisi umi nangani kwa kabi kenda ni voltambu ena mazi ule kena wase tini gandua ruso ulgo walu ruso ulgo liwa kina tol so bulu ndu ulego maivya ukuli kemendu magandua sa oda ni zolata oda ni zolata oda ni zolata eso sa oda ni zolata sa andreke so sa andreke andreke sa yara so sa yara yara sa biu kei kato kutu isu dolang baby come on to me all of you are tired of carrying heavy load and I'll give peace to your soul kau kwa dolang baby kei kimundu bando sa oda ni dolata ni zolala bibi hau na paka zingu ikemdo hallelujah doktor wiki doktor wiki mundu una nungu ibuwa Emeni. Ni sarao rao na nungu ibu wange mamanda na nungu idola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yanga beishureti uo sibi ndondua. Ke tutu na beishureti. Mwa indo na beishureti ndi. Uo sibi ndondua. And every time the program 10:30, every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan wata muli sambula bo seni kalau ka kuka wa kanga ta sara ka muzunga na iselwa umbatirwa meswaka kawasia meswaka kawasia kama ezuruma ngai baka takila meswaka ngai wasia ezuruma ngai baka takila mai la ka kusika dikla
emeni
emeni mena hel talanga na ona mena na nduri mata ikwa kenda na rebe bi kwa kasi talanga ni ndula ka kenda ro buni takarawa The solution to every problem that we have,
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's a mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vagaunge titiko na bini songo songo lotu wa Kristo. Yangu na kamu siti utiko na lotu wa Kristo. Kena na ulanga tu walebu na lotu wa Kristo sambule tu wende nai. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yeah.
And it's a big challenge. kembali bisuri titu kana kalo dolo ko mai biao mai tolo ko mai mai ko elenga ko enera ko matamboko ko matareba ko etar putu dia ko enda mudo bua ka ko lame lo tolo ko mai ni lo tolo ko mai ko baga ndo na e onna di zalata na izolvol bibi kalim me kado timu kalim na lube mu ndo mos be iko ndo mo lega biko ngai na numati ko kalitiko na kalo se kalitiko se kalitiko e kalitiko ko ya hen mataka ni sigani ko menda lo ko mai biko ya hen mataka ni sigani dai da main garabi ko ba ya lo ko ba indira ko ta main na mundu izolo zola kelera kani volta mu ni sando na numi kenda na kalo en sigani ga ni ko ni ko mbere ni mbumbu mo ibale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting, some of us in the midway, some of us we even try to reach the top, and God knows every problem that we are going through, and that's why he said come unto me, because he alone knows the plan he has for us, the plan to prosper us and never to harm us, and to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say, it's easy for us to talk about it, it's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody, but if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lao, you come from Naitasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has sent us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? You got a water that go congo and book Jesus Christ. Kako pola, sasega ni kwa undina sambula. Christo sambula miau. Oya usaba koti watake Christo era kawila tai. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Nemakani sambula na Christo. Ikurani thuruma na numubesinga ni mataka. Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through, and sometimes you feel lonely, sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads, I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Doutora nanongu ibuwa, do uli biyawu, nisa aluma aluwa, ga elumu lumu, do na kunekina, na pagadengu ni alomundo. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. Ovakasama takatiko ni utoriti kumaina, vile na mataka, na nitu sokotiko, na etulau, na mune rosotakina na marama, maisaika, batake chisu. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of, about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. Na posa ngay labute, tukuna na yalo itiku iloma. Hangika uchisu elewa, keko kila mandangana isoli isoli nikalo, bataki kwa evosyongo. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
Keko kila na isoli isoli nikalo, kina kiko evosyongo. If only Christians know the Christ that we serve. Sit down. He's
spoke to the wind, sit down and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asks among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light. Digo dambe tu ni kwa iko kote tu kama ina nomulenga iko kote tu kama ina with lola iko lakusha tu right place at the right time with the right word. Oh hallelujah! Slap your high five man to be kato kasi amge kabi kwa tiko donu ngau nandonu wasa donu. Amen. Niko tiko nala wasa nala thala nala. Niko tiko donu wasa donu donu donu. Sam donu melo malang inge donu iko. Sin donu may mulu donu melo malang inge donu iko. Amen. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God's authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Ikona ndabitu kwenyekuwa sona kame ya dhona nomungula vakame viso ubalila indabika ikona numa nivinaka viko. Sabe que anda el barro no te comen y cua, tú no camellado, en mi tuba que andó tal y quina no lo mambula. Sona kai kuna kita, sona kai waka dalaka.
Yo.
Sona kai kwa kai wiko, asandi turumbi akaniado, y esayado. Y ni cua, mi arroba tu kuna ndome ni kilo wiko, na no 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 numa, en tu indume na no no numa. Na ven kai kuna numa ni vina kawiko, en tu indume na kai no numa kwa ni vina kawiko. Y en tanara ilo malayi da, sangini reza na kani da wadawa. Ya kau kwa wiko, pati ke yao. Mebakana yawa ni loma langi menendele ni burubura. Sabaka kina, nanogu nanuma, kina nomu nanuma. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The via kami kena jisika tambu, notamangu kwa iturangu riba kitawa. Via kami jisika tambu, enayaya nitiko na tinangu. Na nito vale senga kina na lounge open space but it's gonna nito store. Kito na nondo ndambiti mwe kito rechu na katumbi ni store. Wei sika tambo. Ena yaya ni na nito sula na tinago na mavaro tiki kito na vima adawa. Kito na ndandago kito kito na yetu na langser. Langa po loto. Vita la noa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story every Sunday and we always call it the Baba Cow night. Ngoni nini tongunu timbamba kao. Langono susurake chikumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kito le lima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you maybe, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts are still the best for you. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow the gift, but one day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night.
Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, what we best gonna come in like a kid? Yes. Can I come in like a kid of one of the Kamabiko? You're gonna tell me the club. My husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that to benefit. Yes. We can't have a Kamati, we can't have a Matuvali. You could say, Tigo Matuvali, no Matuvali, make the decision now. And worship him with truth and spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler, don't allow a truck, don't allow COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worship God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
Amen.
That is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wakoya wausakila. Ausakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. Why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter, regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say, to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink, I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone as a regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi, have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, nakaiba buli the kina, buli the making, and then do any katini. I buli the making, and then lolo.